Seattle Public School teachers will vote this evening on whether or not to call a strike. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, teachers in red t-shirts picketed outside schools across the city Wednesday to practice for a walkout.
Seattle teachers haven't gone on strike over a contract negotiation since 1985. But Seattle Education Association Vice President Phyllis Campano says with school less than a week away, the district and union are far apart on too many issues.
The school board needs to take this seriously because we want to get a tentative agreement and we want kids in the classroom on the first day of school.
One major issue is pay. The district has proposed a 2-3% raise each year for 3 years. The union wants 6% a year. The district has asked the union for a 30-minute longer school day, but Hawthorne Elementary School reading teacher Ovita Hunter says that wouldn't come with extra pay.
And I think that's unfair to assume that we would do that when you don't get hired for a job and say, okay, you're going to work a certain amount of time, but you're also going to volunteer some of your time too.
Teachers are also calling for at least 30 minutes of recess in elementary schools and lower caseloads for specialists like speech therapists. The school district isn't giving interviews about the bargaining process, but the district did make the unusual move of posting official union and district bargaining proposals on its website late Wednesday. The union is slated to vote this evening whether to authorize a strike. School is supposed to begin September 9th. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.